You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Archdiocese of Chicago hosted the 10th annual Posada for Immigration Reform Conference on Friday, December 18th, to reflect on the need of immigration reform in the United States in light of the Holy Family's search for a place of refuge. The Posada, Spanish for lodging or accommodation, is an event in which people are invited to walk and pray in solidarity with our immigrant brothers and sisters who, as the Holy Family sought a place to stay, are seeking legislative shelter. The auxiliary bishop from the Archdiocese of Chicago, Bishop John R. Manns, took part in the event.
Yes, this is the 10th year in a row that we're having this, what we call Posada, which is an old custom, you know, from Mexico. Kind of remembering when Mary and Joseph were looking for a place to stay in Bethlehem, and they ended up in the stable looking for a place to stay and yet being rejected in other places. We see that happening today with many of the immigrants that come that are being rejected, even though they're not criminals. They're being treated as criminals often. And yet, I mean, we can talk about the 11 million that are already here that are contributing to our society and doing nothing wrong. But there is sadly, more and more a kind of a feeling of what you call xenophobia, I think, in our country against anybody from outside, of fear. A lot of think that everyone is a terrorist, you know, so we have to really, and that one of our reasons why we do this is to call attention again to the fact that we need an immigration reform, a system that's broken. We've been doing this for almost 15 years, and yet, you know, the Congress has gone back and forth, and even with the presidents, they're all worried about it. You know, like some of the now the new Republican candidates, this is one of the main things they're focusing on, immigration. You know, they see that. And yet, on the one hand, they know that there's people that are very strongly against immigrants. On the other hand, they know that it would be impossible, you know, to expulsar, you know, to throw out 11 million people who are already, you know, taking part in it. So we see it from a moral point of view, but also an economic point of view, that it only makes sense, you know, to realize who they are in our midst and to accept, not to treat them, you know, to incarcerate people, you know, for something like this. But anyhow, so that's what we do, is just connecting with that age-old tradition of Mary and Joseph, you know, say now we face many of the same problems now. You know, we're looking for a place, especially those who are in need, looking for a place, you know, where they can be accepted.
That was the auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Chicago, John R. Manns. Another auxiliary bishop from the Archdiocese of Chicago, Alberto Rojas, also took part in the event.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has an office for peace and justice and an office for immigration affairs. And within that, we have a leader who organizes this, I would say, manifestations, but in this case, we do it more like in the spirit of prayer. At this time of the year specifically, when we celebrate, we are about to celebrate the birth of Christ again. And remember Joseph and Mary going around looking for a place to have baby Jesus given to the world, really. So now we remember also in Jesus and Mary, all these brothers and sisters of us who are also looking for a way to stay in the United States. And we pray for respect for human dignity and respect for families. Many families have been destroyed because of deportations. These deportations take place almost every single day. And it happens early in the morning, 4, 5 in the morning, parents of children who are born in the United States are being brought to detention centers and then put into buses and then taken to the airport and then deported out of the country. I think people who have been in this country for over 20 years working deserve for justice, really, and compassion to be residents of this country. They have done nothing else but just not having documents, as they say. But then they have been working and paying taxes just like everybody else for over 20 years. And that doesn't count for them. So I think our government is really committing a horrible injustice, and that is just really making it more difficult for the country itself. So we are in this spirit of prayer and collaboration, creating conscience in the society and to request and demand really a immigration reform. I think is way past time that we do something for these brothers and sisters of us who are suffering. And these are the people who are the poorest of the poor, who who need our help. Instead of like telling them thank you for, you know, being in this country and working hard, we are taking them out and treating them like dirt. So I think we're not respecting them as human beings. It's a need that we have that needs to be taken care of soon. And that's what we are asking our government to please do something. If they don't do it in the sake of justice, please do it for compassion and mercy. And just like the Pope Francis told us when he came and spoke to Congress also, don't do to others what you don't like them do to you. I think that's the golden rule, he used to call it. And I think it's something that they should have in mind and consider to do something for the families that have been destroyed.
That was the Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Chicago, Alberto Rojas.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.